Okay, so let's continue from right. From Kuf Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Just to summarize what we had so far, we talked about Hoga Hashem Be'osin Yosav, why Yeravam was called Yeravam, why Nevat was called Nevat, why Yeravam merited to Melucha, and why he was punished ultimately. We talked about how Yeravam's scheme to get the Tzadikim on board. We talked about how even Achya Shaloni signed off on Yeravam, which caused Yehu HaMelech to sign off on Yeravam. We talked about a whole bunch of Ace Pranus and Ace Tovas. We talked about how Yeravam took himself out of the Yerushalayim community records. And we talked about the Salam Kadasha. And then we talked about how Yeravam really cast off the Jewish people from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talked about these other golden things. We talked today, but let's have short. Okay. So let's start from the bottom of Kuf Beis with the Aleph, Rav Avot, the very last line of Kuf Beis Amud. Okay, Ravo have a ragu that have a darish for shlosh malachim. Ravo would darshin the shlosh malachim. In other words, the Mishnah in the parak of Chelek of Einlim Chelek Amaba, including the shlosh malachim who are on that list. And he would mention the typical kings that we have in our Mishnah as the people who don't have Chelek Amaba. Cholash, well, he got sick one time. Kabbalah like the Lord, that darsh. And he made a Kabbalah not to continue darshin in his Mishnah. Even this, but once he got better, once he got cured, Hadar Kadarsh. He went back to Darshani. So Amri or Amrulay. So they said to him, Lo Kabila Dalach Dolo Darshabu, didn't you make a Kabbalah not to Darshan on this stuff anymore? So Amar, he said, Inu mi Hadrabu, were they Chayzer and Bechuba from what they did, Dana Hadrabe, that I should be Chayzer? Okay. Rav Ashi, So Rav Ashi and some added have Masni Bechelak, Uki Ashlosha Molachim. This means is, the way the Yom explains it, is that he was teaching, he was giving cheer the whole day, and he got up just up to the point of Shalosh Malachim, and he didn't actually get to say it. So, Amar, so he said, L'machar niftach b'chapin. So tomorrow, let's open up by discussing our friends, referring to the kings mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay. And presuming that they were Kamei D'Chachamim on par with us. But that these people don't have a chilek. So Asa Menasha is Chazal Lebacham. So Menasha came and he paired him in a dream. Amar, he said, Chavercha v'chaveri davucha karisalon. You call us your friends or your father's friend? Mehecha ba'ez l'mishru hamotzi. Do you even know from where to cut when you make a hamotzi on bread? So Amarle, he said, Loidan, I don't know. So Amarle, well, mehecha ba'ez l'mishru hamotzi l'gamirta. You don't even know where to cut bread when you make hamotzi v'chaverecha. Karisalan, you're calling us your friends? So Amarle, so he said back to him, Agmarli ulamachar derishnale mishimcha beperka. Well, why don't you teach me what the halacha is, and tomorrow when I give shir, I'll say over the halacha in your name. So Amarle, mehecha the karam mishulam. Well, the place that you cut is the place where it karam mishulam, where the krimas panim, right, when it first starts baking, the most nicely baked part, the most baked part, the toastiest part of the bread, that's where you, it first starts cooking, that's where you're going to cut. So Amalai, me'achad d'chach mis d'chakimtu kulei ha, if you're so smart, my time kapachis u'lavos kochav, why did you worship Avodah Zarah? So he said, Amalai, yi havas hasam, if you were over there, havas nakitna b'shipula galima, you would have picked up the sheeple, the edge, the hem of your galima, of your cloak, the Rahadata Abasra, you would have been eager to run after me. Lamacher, so the next day, Amr Lugudarbanan, he said to the Chachamim, Niftach Beravasa, let's open up to discuss the Chachamim. Okay. Fine, so let's talk about Achav a little bit. Let me just make sure I have all the. Okay, if you take a quick look just at the charts, the lineup over here, and then talk about number of people. Okay, so we have, if you look on the on this chart, the Machas Yehuda, Machas Yisrael, not the Nevi'im Kohanim with Ma'am Lachim. That's a very nice chart. It's nice to have. But the other one, so if you take a look on the left-hand part, so it lines up, right, the Machas Yisrael on the left side, the Machas Yehuda on the right side. It shows how long they're, and measures out there the span of their kingdoms. So starting with Yerubim Ben Avad on the top, so then Nadav Ben Yerubim takes over, Basha Ben Achi wipes out the whole Yerubim Ben Avad family, Ela ben Basha then comes and he's good. So then Zimri ends up killing the Ela Ben Basha, and he takes over the country for 7 days. Are we out to go? Does everyone see where I am? Yeah. We're on this chart over here. Okay. So Zimri is a general, and Omri is a general. Now, Zimri takes over the country for 7 days after Ela Ben Basha is killed. And then after those 7 days are over, everyone is like, "Yeah, let's get Imri in here." So they get Omri in here, and Omri takes over. Fine. Then ultimately, Omri, as we know, is the father of Ahab. So Ahab takes over. He's a really bad king, and that's kind of where we're going to pick up today. So Ahab. So what's the how much of the story should we go over? Okay. Well, Ahab basically. I guess we'll go pretty far. But Ahab is even worse than Yerovam Nebat, as Gemara is going to explain. Ahab is a really bad king, and he causes people to do all kinds of bizarre. In particular, he makes a mizbeach for Baal, right? So that's where you have the story of Eliyahu and Navi Bahar Carmel. If you want to take a look, these are in Prokhim Yitzayin through Tessim, the first part of the story. We're going to try to speak out roughly Yitzayin through Chavdeis. So that's where I have the story of Eliyahu and Navi Bahar Carmel. Eliyahu and Navi Bahar Carmel says, you know, how about he challenges Ahab. He says, you know what, Ahab, you get your guys, and I'm going to go over here, and we'll see. There's a tremendous, right, there's a drought, and he says, let's see whose carbon is accepted. And, of course, the Nevi Abala, their carbons are not accepted, and Elionavi's carbon is, and the fire comes down, and he takes it, and then they're all the Nevi Abala are killed out. And then Ahab goes home, and he's talking to his wife, right, he's deemed Zevel, and she's all annoyed, so she sends a death threat to Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi goes out into the desert, into the wilderness, and he's there for 40 days and 40 nights, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then instructs Eliyahu HaNavi to go back, and he says, I want you to appoint three new people. I want you to put Hazael as the Melech Haram. I want him to be as Melech Haram. I want Yehu to be as Melech Yisrael, and I want Elisha to be the new Navi. And Yehu is going to be important, as we said in Amud Aleph, because he's going to be the person who wipes out the entire house of Ahab. So anyway, so fine. So he, either way, the three of them are going to come back, and they're going to kill all the Ovdei Baal, and 7,000 total are going to remain. Okay, fine. That's Yodzayim through Hes. Then, through Perikhov, then we have the story with Ben-Hadad Melech Aram. So I think some of us saw that a little bit before. Ben-Hadad lays siege to the Shomron, and he sends messengers to Ahab. He says, you know, I would like you to please give me all of your women and your children and your gold and your silver. And also he mentions this thing that the Gemara is going to talk about, this Mahmad Einecha. We'll talk about Mirza Shem what it is. And he says, would you mind giving me all this stuff because I laid siege on your city right now. So I'm just going to kill you if you don't give it to me. So Acha takes counsel, and they tell him, oh, well, you know, everything that he wants is okay, with the exception of this last thing that he asked for, the Mahmad Einecha. So Ahav follows suit, and he says, okay, you know, I everything is cool, with the exception of this Mahmad Einecha. So then my dad says, oh, I'm really sorry, but then I'm going to have to go to war again soon. So Ahav says, okay, bring it on. And so the Navi tells Ahav that he's going to be victorious, and he is victorious. And so then they go into battle, and Ahav is victorious. And then Ben-Hadad, what happens is, Ben-Hadad begs for mercy. And that's where we had the stories on earlier on, in Masechta Sanhedrin, and he begs for mercy, and Ahav says, all right, I'm willing to let you live, and Ben-Hadad promises to give back Ramos Gilad, the cities that his father took, and he's going to give it back. Okay, that's Parakhov. In Parakhov Aleph, the Navi goes through that Ahav asks Nevos for his vineyard, right? That's the story at the end of the sixth Parakhov Sanhedrin. And Nevos says no. So Ahav is all annoyed and goes home, and he tells Yizevel, and the esteemed Yizevel has Nevos framed and killed, executed. And Elio, of course, rebukes Ahav and tells him that you and your wife are all going to be annihilated. Ahav has Harata, and Hashem says, okay, the punishment is not going to happen to you, it's going to happen to your sons instead. That's Parakhov Aleph. So Parakhov Beis, Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, comes to visit Ahav. Now Ahav is the Melech Yisrael, and Yehoshaphat is the Melech Yehuda. And the Yehoshaphat comes over to him, and Ahav says, hey, you know, it's interesting. I remember I had a shmuz with Ben-Hadad a while ago, and he told me that he's going to give back all these cities, Ramat Gilead in particular, that his father took. So, and he never gave them to him. So Yehoshaphat, would you mind ganging together with me, and we're going to go to war against Ben-Hadad. So Yoshavit says, that sounds like a great idea to me, but how about we consult the Nevi'im? So Achaz says, okay, so let's consult the Nevi'im. So they consult all the Nevi'im, and they're all on board, and we'll see that they were really, it turns out that they were Nevi'im Sheker, and he asked all the Nevi'im, and they said, oh yeah, this is a cool idea, you guys are going to be Matzeh. And then, well, Yoshavit says, okay, but we've also got to ask Michayu. And Achaz says, well, I don't really like asking Michayu stuff, because whenever I ask him anything, he gives me a really annoying Nevi'ah. So Yoshavit says, no, we have to ask Michayu. So they ask Michayu and Kachava. Michayu says, I'm sorry, this is a really bad idea. All the other Nevi'im have it wrong, and if you go into battle, you're going to be wrong. And that's what happens. So they lock up Tzidkiah, right? Tzidkiah ben Kenana slaps him across the face. He says, what are you doing over here? This is ridiculous. You're wrong. And they lock up Michayu, and Achav goes into war, and ultimately he's killed. Okay. That's Yud Zayin through Chav Beis of Malach. Okay, so let's try to read through some of the mark. Okay, so Achav is Ach L'Shamay. Now Ach does mean a brother here. Rashi says it means Ra, right? Or Lo, as we'll see in a second. That's Ach L'Shamay means Ra L'Shamay. Okay. As we Rashi actually points you to the Gemara Megillah where it talks about Achashverosh. The Achashverosh is Ach Berosh. Okay. Av Lavoris Kochavi. Okay. And he's the father of Avodah Zarah. Ach L'Shamayim. So that's the Ach and that's the Av. He's an Ach L'Shamayim. He's the Av Lavoris Kochavi. Ach L'Shamayim. The Chsiv Ach L'Tzara Yivoleid. Okay. So we find Ach in the context of Tzara, and Av Lavoris Kochavi. The Chsiv Kerachim Av Alban. Okay. So Vayhi Hanakel Lechto B'Chatos Yeravam Benavat. So Amram Yochanan, Kalos she'asa Achav kechemuros she'asi Rabbah. The light things that Achav did were like the worst things that Yerubim did. So Achav was a pretty bad guy. So Mabnei Matala Hakasa v'Yerubim. So why is it that we find in the Pesukim that it often says he didn't refrain from going in the ways of Yerubim, and this is way after Yerubim. So why is it that if Achav was so much worse, then the model over here is Yerubim? Rabbim was not as bad. So Matala Kazbi, Rabbim Neshahu Hayat Chila the Kakala, because he was the pioneer in this enterprise. Now it's not just that he was a pioneer in the enterprise of Avodah Zarah, right? Because there were plenty of times before that the Jewish people worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Adama explains that what it is that this was the first that Yeravim was the pioneer in doing and having the whole country do Avodah Zarah, where there wasn't a follow up of Tshuva afterwards. That's what he was a pioneer. Okay. And that's the Kalkala. So Gamis Mukhosim Kigalim al Talmei Sadai. So their Mizbechos were like waves on the Talmei Sadai. And the furrows, or the literally a talim, right, it can also be a wave. So here, the waves of your field usually refer to the furrows, the ditches that you make with your plowing tools. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Eilucha kol talim et talim Eretz Yisrael. You couldn't find a single furrow for the plowing rows in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom hamid alav. Achav Avodas Kochav Mishrach below that Achav hadn't set up Avodas Zarah. So his mamish proliferated everywhere. Okay. Minolin de lo asal amad asi. How do you know that Achav doesn't get Olam Haba? The chsiv v'hichrati le'achav mashtin bekir, and I will cut off for Achav mashtin bekir. Mashtin bekir literally would mean those who go to the bathroom by the wall. In other words, referring to all males. So I'll cut off Achav all males. The atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. What's the atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael? Atzur bi olam hazeh, bi azuv la olam haba. Okay. Amr bi yochim, b'nei ma zacha omri l'machus. Right? So we said that Omri took over, Zimri took over for a period of 7 days, and then Omri, the other general of the army, for Ela ben Basha's army, so he then succeeded him and took over the country. So why did he marry for that? B'nei, shahosef krach elcha b'eretz Yisrael, because he added on a city to Eretz Yisrael. Shnemra v'yikon, Vayikan es Ahar Shomron me'ez Shemer b'chikran kasef. Right, and he purchased Ahar Shomron me'ez Shemer from Shemer b'chikran kasef for two kikar of kasef. Vayiven es Ahar, he built up the mountain. Vayikar es Hashem ha'ir asher bana al Shem Shemer adnei Ahar Shomron. Okay. Amr Yochanan, v'bnei mazocha achav l'machus chabeiz shana. Why was Achav zocha to reign for 22 years? V'bnei shakivet es Torah shenin nebuchabeiz osios, because he was machabed the Torah, which is given in 22 letters. Shenemar, Vayishlach Malachim El Achav Melch Yisrael Ha'ira. And he sent Malachim, he sent messengers to Achav Melch Yisrael to Ha'ir. Vayomer lo, ko amar ben Hadad. Right? So this is the message, this is when Ben Hadad lays siege on the Shomron, and he sends in the message, please give me all your gold, silver, men, your women and children. So Vayomer lo, ko amar ben Hadad, here's what Ben Hadad said, kas v'chol zahav lihu, your silver and gold should go to me, u'neshecho b'nachach tobim lihem, I want your women and your children. Then, the Pesukim continue, ki im ka'es machar, eshlach es avadai elecha, because tomorrow, I'm going to send my servants to you. V'chipsu es beisach, they're going to scrounge around your house. V'espat eivadech, the houses of your servants. V'yokom machmad einecha, yasimu biyadam v'lokachu. And all machmad einecha, now literally that means all the desires of your eyes, should be put in their hand and they should take it. Now, v'yomer l'malach ben hadad. And he said to Malach ben hadad, imru l'adoni l'malach, go please tell your master, kol asher shalachta, El Avdecha Barishona Etza. All the first things that you mentioned that you want, I have no problem with that. I mean, I have no problem sending. V'adavar hazeh lo uchal lasos. But this last thing that you mentioned, the Machmad Einecha thing, that I'm not able to comply with. My Machmad Einecha la'av Sefer Torah, and I'm referring to a Sefer Torah. And therefore, you see that he's having covered by holding, withholding the Sefer Torah from giving over the Sefer Torah to Ben Hadad. So the Gemara says, well, then Avdus Kochavim. Maybe that's just a reference to Avdus Kochavim. So, and in other words, that's the machmad einav, right? So lo sakadai, no, don't think that. The chsiv ayomer lov kol hazakenim, the kol ha'am. That who they told him, in other words, he took counsel with the elders and the people, and all the zakenim told him, and presumably the elders, referring to our presumably good people. So the Gemara, and therefore they're going to be advising him not to give the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, v'domo savi de bahasa havu. Maybe they were savvy elders. The bahasa is like a lashon of disgrace. Maybe they were these bad elders. Miloksiv, in fact, we find Vayishar Hadavar Be'eni Avshalom, Ube'eni Kol Ziknei Yisrael. And who is the Ziknei Yisrael over there? The Amar Rabbi Yosef, Sabi de Bahasa. Those are the elders of disgrace. So they were not good elders. So you see, right? So why are you saying that when it says over here that he consulted with the elders and they're the ones who told him to do that, that they're good people? Maybe it is about his answer. Where I said, no, Hasum loksid the chol ha'am. Doesn't say by Avshalom kol ha'am also. Hacha ksid the chol ha'am. It says that by Yomar Yilav kol ha'am the chol ha'am. So the EF should the law have a bohon tzedek. If you've got the entire nation, it's impossible there aren't some good people among. And they change it to dichsid. Vishanti b'Yisrael shivatz alafim kol berkayim asher lo karu leval v'kol hapeh asher lo nashak lo. Right, those. So those are the pesukim at the end of the story with Elio and Avi, where it says that he's gonna get together, he's gonna coronate, he's gonna put Yehu in power, he's gonna put Hazael in power, and Elisha, and there's gonna be 7,000 people who are left from the people who worship Baal. In other words, all the people who were bad were gonna be wiped out, and the good people will remain. Okay. So Amr Nachman, Achav, Shakul Hayam. He was half-half, meaning he was half sins, half zechuyos. That's where he was. Shenemar, Vayomer Hashem, mi yifata as Achav, v'ya'al v'yipol v'ramos v'lad, v'yomer zeh b'cho v'zeh omer b'cho. So that's the story, right, that we referenced also earlier on, in the, what was it, at the end of the 10th parak, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is going to seduce Achav, right? So this is a conversation that's happening up in Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who's going to seduce Achav and get him to fall in Ramos Gilad? And Vayomer Zeh B'cho, Zeh B'cho, So what do you see? From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't set to outright get rid of Achav, and he had to do it in this backhanded way, you see that it was Chatzi Chatzi. Maskev la Rav Yosef. Man de chasav ba, rak lo haya ka'achav, asher hismaker la sos hara, b'nei Hashem asher hesapta, oso izevel ishto. The tanina, the chol yom, haysa shokelis shekleizav, levnos kuchavim, every day she would weigh out money from Rav Zara, v'at amet shaklaya. It's pretty clear in the psukim that there was nobody like Achav who was Ismakir to do evil in the eyes of Hashem. Asher Hesato, so he's double. So it sounds like it was pretty bad. So what do you mean to tell me that he was 50-50? So Ella Achav Vatran Bamunah. It must be the touch it up to mean that he was a Vatran over his money. he was, I guess we would say he was generous about it. Mipoch shehehena, tamid chachamim minachasav, kipru lo mechza. That he did sin a lot, but because he was so generous with his money, that he benefited the tamid chacham with his money, so therefore he was a tam. At least half of his iniquities were tam. Okay, vayetzi haruach. So now continuing that story up in Shemayim, where Hashem is saying, who's going to go and seduce Achav in order to go get him to fall in battle by the battle of Ramos Galad? Vayetzi haruach vayamu lefnei Hashem, the spirit went out and stood before Hashem. Vayomar ani avadem, he says, I will seduce him. Vayomar Hashem elav, and Hashem said to him, Bama, with what? How are you going to seduce him? Vayomar etze, I will go out, vayayisi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav, I will be a ruach sheker in the mouth of all of his neviyim. Vayomar tvateh, vagam tuchol tzei ba'asei kin. Hashem said to him, okay, go and seduce him, and you will be able to say ba'asei ken. So the Gemara says, my ruach, what is this ruach over here? So Amar Yochanan Rucho Shal Navos Hen Yisrael. So this is the ruach of Navos. By that was the person whose vineyard Ahab wanted, and Navos didn't give in, and then Izebel ultimately had Navos framed and killed. So now it's apropos that the ruach of Navos is going to pipe up, and he's going to be the ruach that's going to affect the death of Achav. Okay, now so why is it that Hashem says to him, the last line that we read was, Vayomer Tefateh, that said, go ahead and seduce him, Vagam Tuchol, say, Vasei King, go out and do this. So, my say, so Amar Ravina, say, Mimichitza, go out from my Mechitza. Shekein Ksiv, Dover Shkarim, Lo Yikon, Lenegadena. Dover Shkarim, those who speak Sheker, Lo Yikon, cannot be like established. Lenegadenai, opposite my eyes. So you don't belong here if you're a person who embraces Shek. Amar Rav Papa, Hanudam Inchi, and that's what people say. The para kine machriv basin. When a person para kine accounts for, pays back for kine, his kina, his jealousy, machriv basin, he destroys his house in the process. Okay. Vayaz Achav es Hashera, Vayosef Achav Lasos, Vahachiz es Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mekol Ma'achei Yisrael, Asher Hayu Lefanav. Okay, so Achav continued to incite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shekasav al Dalsos Shomron, Achav Kafar Elokei Yisrael, it was written on the doors of the Shomron, that the Achav rejected was Kofar Elokei Yisrael, Beficach Ein Lo Chelak Elokei Yisrael. Therefore he has no chelak. Okay. Vayivakish as Achaz Yahu, Vayipadeu, Vumiskabe Bishomron. Amr of Levi. Shayakoder as Karos, the Kosin Avodas Kochavim, Tachtehen. That he was erasing, he was literally like chiseling out, he was erasing the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, and he was replacing them with the shame of Avodah Zarah. Okay. So, and that's why the Pasuk says, Vayipadeu, Vumiskabe Bishomron. Because you can't really start altering the Sefer Torah out in the open. Okay. So there's no way that anybody would allow me to do that. Menashe. So now let's talk about Menashe. Menashe, as we know, he's the... how much of this should we talk? Okay. Well, he's the... Right, so he's Menashe from Chizkiah. All right. So, and he causes everybody to do Avodah Zarah. So Menashe, she nosha ka. It's called Menashe because nosha ka. He forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davarach, Menashe Shetinchi as Yisrael Avim Shemeshem. He caused Klaizot to forget Avim Shemeshem. You know when the law Asi La'amda Asi, how do you know that Menashe is going to get Olam Haba? The Siv Ben Shtei Mitzvei Shana Menashe B'Nocho, with the Pasuk we had before, he was 12 years old when he ascended to the throne. V'chamishim V'chamei Shana Malach B'Yishlaim, Malach B'Yishlaim. He reigned for 55 years. V'yaz Asherah Kasher Asa Achav Malach Yisrael, Ma Achav in Lachelik Mabah, so we see that the Pasuk equates Achav and Menashe, just like Achav didn't have Lachelik Mabah, Ach Menashe in Lachelik La'olam Haba. Okay, now as we know, this was a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Menashe ultimately did Tshuva, right? He was captured by Malach Ashur, and from the dungeons of Ashur, he died in Sefer Shbarucho, and he's ultimately restored, he's taken back to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh Lachelik Mabah. He says, no, he doesn't have Lachelik Mabah, Shnemar Yisbalel Menashe, El Hashem Ve'yash Yolam. Okay, now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Should we hold it for a minute? Yeah? Okay. All right.